Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Filming in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. Joining us are the founders of Dugout Mugs, Randall Thompson and Chris Dennert. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. What are Dugout Mugs for people who don't know? Talk to us about that.
We take the barrel of a baseball bat, a birch baseball bat, and we turn it into a 12-ounce drinking mug.
That is so awesome. The first time I saw that, I'm like, I have to get one of these, and I did, and it's fantastic. How did that come about?
So back in 2014, I got released out of playing baseball, and I was coaching college baseball. And the hitting coach was creating a training tool by cutting wooden baseball bats in half in the dugout. And I just saw a bunch of loose bat barrels sitting in the dugout, and I thought to myself that I could probably turn that into a pretty cool drinking mug.
Hey, you certainly did, Randall. That's fantastic. Chris, you have an e-commerce background, right?
I do, yeah. I've had a handful of ventures and just really enjoyed selling stuff online. And you know, I could do it pretty well face-to-face, but I always wondered, you know, what could I do 1 to 100, right? And e-com was the answer. So I've been playing in that field for about a decade, a little over a decade now. So,
and knowing the answer to this question, you guys got together real quick right away, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Randall had a great idea, and he wanted to pick my brain about it, and we did. We sat down and had a meeting, and I saw a clearer vision to scale at the moment than he did. And I was like, hey, man, we can take this to the top. I'm going to have to, you know, we're going to have to partner up and give it a go. And he said, well, I'm serious if you're serious. And, you know, it was one of those cool, fun meetings over a cigar and a beer. And we were both serious, right? So we got rid of our jobs and the other things that were holding us down. And we gave it hell starting in 2017.
Now, the story that I heard is Chris, right away, you were like, yeah, I'm busy. I got other stuff doing, right? True or not true? Come on, be honest. Be honest with us.
The problem is I always had stuff going on, right? And it, you know, it's for another call, but it damn near killed me. And, you know, one of the things I promised myself when times were quiet, and I was like, hey, man, find something that you enjoy, have fun, you can scale, work with people you like. And so when he said, hey, can I pick your brain? I'm like, dude, I'm busy. Right. And he's like, well, let me just show you what I got. And I said, that I can do. I'm sitting here. I was at a meeting. I was on a break. I was having a beer, and he popped in and brought me a mug, and you know, it still sits on my desk to this day, you know, as a reminder to, you know, always take a look, you know, always give a nod. And, yeah, we had a great conversation at first, and, you know, he explained to me what he had done to that point, which proved the concept. But I was like, I think we could scale it, man. We could scale it big. And he saw that same vision, you know, about scaling it bigger than what it was. But we had to team up to do it.
Sure, sure. And with Randall's, you know, baseball background, and you with the e-commerce, man, that's quite the marriage. Uh-huh. And we're glad it worked out. Congratulations, you guys. You guys are really successful.
Thanks.
So a big deal in the beginning had to be obtaining the licenses, because they don't just give those things out, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to have your stuff together. You got to have your numbers in line. And, you know, fortunately, there's some other ventures I had previous. I had a couple of the right connections, and we put together a plan. Like, you know, we look like we're having fun all the time, but we're actually pretty detailed, pretty data-driven guys, and we put a good plan together. And we made one phone call, and 3 weeks later, we had a license with the MLB Players Association. And we hit our numbers, we grinded, we scaled it. So whenever it came time to, you know, talk to Granddaddy, you know, go talk to MLB, you know, at first they shunned us. They're like, guys, listen, come on. You sell cups, and you were MLB. Kind of shunned us a little bit, and that's okay. That's okay. We love that. And
it's kind of,
you know,
rude, though. It's kind of rude.
Nah, it's real. You know, anybody that's gonna shy away from that, you know, they don't have the they don't have the, what it takes to make it.
Yeah.
So we're like, hey, you know what? I like your opinion, but you're wrong. So check this out. Here's why we're going to work. Do it. Here's why it's going to work. Here's our numbers. Here's what it is. And I said, give me a number. And they gave us a number, probably expecting us to like, whoa, wow, no. And they said, okay, we'll take it. Let's go. And that was it, man. And we've hit our numbers and more ever since.
So
two years back.
You got into 30 Major League Baseball stadiums and like almost 50 Minor League Baseball stadiums as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. But then something happened now, didn't it?
Well, a lot of things have been happening. COVID, if you're referring to COVID,
yeah.
I'm assuming, yeah, that happened. And, you know, Randall and I sat down, we looked at each other, and we're like, hey, you know, is this scaring you? And he's like, not really. We got to keep this going. So we just changed gears with our fans, with our employees, with our, you know, our team, with our company, with our message, everything.
And I mean, in reality, it almost helped you guys where you, like you said, you shifted gears and it went through the roof.
Yeah, we were already well positioned to take on e-com anyways. 95% of our business before COVID was just selling direct to consumer through dugoutmugs.com. And when COVID hit, people were consuming more social media. Our ads were being delivered to more people. And it actually, it helped our business grow.
Got it. Talk to us for a little bit, you guys, about Cheers for Charity initiative. I love this idea.
That's something I love. So Cheers, Randall, at the very beginning, he and I talked, and you know, he always told me about the Brotherhood of Baseball, right? And we both had a common thread where we wanted to help and do, you know, what we can when we can. And sometimes it was, you know, a mom getting something for a kid, and I just can't afford it, guys. So we just did it for them, right? We've always done that from the very beginning, and it's kind of been instilled with everybody that we've ever brought on board. And now that we're in a little different position, we, middle of last year, actually probably beginning of last year, we came up, prior to COVID, we came up with a Cheers to Charity initiative. And you know, we've been working it out, the kinks in it, and then COVID hits. We had to change some things, but now it's pretty solidified. And, you know, between one and two different baseball heroes per month, we celebrate and we honor them and we donate money to their charity. And then we do collaborative mugs with them. And then the proceeds of those mugs go back to the charity as well. And ultimately, we're just, you know, feeling, you know, fueling and celebrating the heroes of the baseball community. That's what our company does anyway with the products we make. So we just decided to, solidify it with an initiative.
That's very cool. We've got about a minute left, guys. We're talking with Randall Thompson and Chris Dennert of Dugout Mugs. You've got something that I need to have one of. I'm telling you right now, the black dipped mugs. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan, and the black with the logo of the White Sox on there. Oh, man.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, you also have a new dinger coming up, which is a 20-ounce metallic tumbler-style mug.
Yeah, it's a it's a stainless steel double-sealed or double-vacuumed, almost like a Yeti cup, but in the version of a metal bat or an aluminum bat barrel.
Wow.
And that'll be released in a couple of months.
Very cool. Now, I also understand you guys are working with Anthony Rizzo's foundation.
Yeah, I had a call just the other day. We've worked with the Anthony Rizzo Foundation previously, and we reached back out to them because we want to do it again. Anthony, ironically, whenever he bought a home in South Florida, he got Dugout Mugs as a closing gift for his house, and he called me randomly one day. I was sitting on the couch. And he's like, hey, Chris, mugs are awesome. I was like, who is this? And he told me, and that's always stuck with me. And he was just such a genuine, good dude. And I spoke with his people probably 3 days ago, and I'm hoping to line that up for Pediatric Cancer Month in September.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
To work with them again and raise some money for a great cause and great people.
Beautiful.
You know, we work in Chicago. I was actually on the phone with talking today about getting Mark Grace on to do some lives.
Very,
you know,
cool.
Just we're really in and around the baseball community in Chicago, so Anthony fits the bill for sure.
Very cool. Where do we go to order Dugout Mugs?
Dugoutmugs.com.
Simple.
Yep.
You guys are the best. Wonderful product. I'll be looking for my black White Sox mug coming up soon. Randall Thompson and Chris Dennert of Dugout Mugs, thank you guys so much for joining us. Continued success, okay?